The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Charles Darwin described the sudden origin of flowering plants about 130 million years ago as an abominable mystery, one that scientists had yet to solve. But a new study is helping shed light on that mystery with information about what the first flowers look like and how they evolve from non-flowering plants. Before flowering plants emerged, the seed-bearing plant world was dominated by gymnosperms, which have cone-like structures instead of flowers, and they include pine cones, sago palms, and ginkgos. Gymnosperms first appeared in the fossil record about 360 million years ago. The new study provides insight into how the first flowering plants evolved from pre-existing genetic programs found in gymnosperms, and then developed into the diversity of flowering plants we see today. Botanists compared the genetic structure of two vastly different flowering plants to see whether differences exist in the set of circuits that create each species flower. Researchers examined the genetic circuitry of Thylania, a small flowering plant commonly used as a model organism for plant genetics research, and the avocado tree, which belongs to an older lineage of so-called basal angiosperms.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.